Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Vayeshanan, Moshe Rabbeinu shares with us the most powerful words that have become the Kriyat Shema that we say twice a day, every single day of our lives. Beginning with Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalid, Moshe says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, followed by V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha U'v'chol Nafshecha U'v'chol Meodecha. We must love Hashem completely and entirely in every way, even B'chol Nafshecha, with your whole soul. What does that mean? There's a well-known Gemara which describes exactly how far our dedication and love must go. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Afilu Hu Notel Es Nafshecha, even if God takes your soul, even if we are asked, God forbid, to give our lives for Kiddush Hashem, we must do it. And the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis that when Rabbi Akiva was killed, and by the way, we mention his death during our kinos on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva was being brutally tortured and executed for following the Torah, the Gemara says that it was time for him to say Kriyat Shema. Exactly those words, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha, etc. And his students, who witnessed this terrible sight, asked him, Rabbeinu, Ad Khan, even now, Rabbi, even now you say Kriyat Shema? And Rabbi Akiva said that his whole life he was wondering, he was troubled, when or if will he be afforded the opportunity to fulfill the pasuk of Bechol Nafshecha, Afilu Hu Notel Es Nafshecha? Rabbi Akiva wondered if he would ever be able to fulfill that pasuk. So of course he said, now, of course I'll fulfill it. It's an incredible Gemara, and our hearts pour out for Rabbi Akiva and the millions of Jews, Rachman Litzlan, since then, who have died al Kiddush Hashem. And many Mefarshim ask questions on this Gemara and on the language that the Gemara uses. But there's another aspect of the Gemara which is expressed by the first Ger Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger. He died in 1866. This is found in the Sefer Chidushei Harim al HaTorah. It's on our Parsha. Chidushei Harim. Harim stands for Ha Rav Yitzchak Meir. That's in Chidushei Harim al HaTorah. It's also found in the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh. It's written by Rav Rakatz, who collected Torah from the Ger Rebbe and from many other Hasidic Rebbeim. And it's there in Chelek Aleph. It's in Chelek Aleph in Simen Shin Tzarites. In any case, says the Ger Rebbe on this Gemara and on our Psukim, the Gemara says that we must be so devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even afilu hu notel es nafshecha, even if he takes away your soul. And not just that, but the next words, b'chol meodecha, also, we must love Hashem b'chol meodecha. And the same Gemara in Brachos, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says b'chol meodecha means b'chol mamoncha. With all your money, we must love Hashem with all our money. Even if loving Hashem and serving Hashem costs money, a lot of money, all of our money, still v'yahavta eis Hashem Elokecha, still we must love Hashem completely and entirely. And that, says the Chidushei Harim, is the meaning of the first part of the pasuk as well. If b'chol nafshecha means we must love Hashem, even if he takes away our soul, chas v'shalom. And if b'chol meodecha means we must love Hashem even if he takes away all our money, chas v'shalom, then v'yahavtas Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha also means that we must love Hashem even if he takes away our heart. In other words, we must love Hashem even if sometimes a person doesn't have the heart, doesn't have the desire to love Hashem. They don't feel it. Things are going on in their lives, pressures in this direction or another, hardships, challenges, whatever the case may be. Sometimes we don't just feel. We just don't feel like loving Hashem. Says the Ger Rebbe, that's all right. Even in those situations, especially in those situations, we love Hashem as we are, with a half a heart, with a third of a heart, with no heart at all. Hashem understands us more than we understand ourselves. Hashem understands that it's hard for most of us to love Hashem all the time, unconditionally, no matter what. That's okay, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if things are challenging and our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is half-hearted, or even when there's no heart at all, still, V'ahavta eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha. Have an amazing day, everyone.